Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The process of solar system formation is messy and violent. But as Ilaria Pascucci, assistant professor in the Department of Planetary Sciences at the University of Arizona, explains, there appear to be rules governing the placement of planets, and it all depends on the central star's photoevaporative winds.
Planets form in disks of dust and gas around young stars. It is generally assumed that these disks are dispersed by accreting onto the central star. We have found evidence that photoevaporative winds, driven by energy radiation from the central star, also play a major role in this disperse. For Sun-like stars, photoevaporation preferentially removes material at a radius of about 1 AU, approximately where the Earth orbits the Sun. Our research explores how photoevaporation influences the final locations of giant planets. Newly formed planets do not stay fixed in position in their parent protoplanetary disks, but instead migrate inward due to their gravitational interaction with the disk gas. We use a numerical model to follow the evolution of the disk due to accretion and photoevaporation, and to track the migration of giant planets. We ran a large number of these models to generate statistical distributions of planet properties. Our major result is that the final distribution of planets does not vary smoothly with distance from the star, but instead shows clear deserts and pile-ups of planets at particular locations, generally around 1 to 2 AU, where photoevaporation carves a gap in the disk. Our simulations provide a plausible explanation for the pile-up of giant planets at 1 AU detected in exoplanet surveys, as those very gaps might provide the areas where planets congregate. As we discover more exoplanets, we'll be able to test our model in detail and learn more about the conditions under which planets form.
That was the University of Arizona's Ilaria Pascucci. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.